We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
I do think there needs to be more police-community interaction about how policing takes place in a community.
Derek Paulson, Associate Dean of the College of Justice and Safety at EKU, where discussions are happening as a result of protest demonstrations for racial justice, reform in policing, and questioning the militarization of police.
Militarism does run through police culture. There are a lot of things that are very similar in the training. And SWAT teams are seen as that pinnacle in many police agencies of what real policing is. You know, it's probably not the best use. A SWAT team has got a very specific, specialized uses originally created for responding to kind of hostage situations in a limited way. But there probably needs to be a much better discussion about how we dial back militarism in policing.
Dr. Paulson tells us how recent events have inspired a fresh look at how police officers are trained and educated.
Training is great and is necessary, and honestly, our training academy in the state of Kentucky is probably one of the best in the entire country. But that education and thinking about things in a more critical way, in a different way, is also beneficial to the leadership and of policing, and not just leadership, but all the way down towards sergeants, lieutenants, etc.
Another new series gets underway with this week's edition. Cynthia Reeser from the EKU College of Education talks with teachers in Eastern Kentucky about the challenges of pandemic teaching.
NTI packets, or non-traditional instruction packets, those can work for a short term for snow days, but it's a lot harder when it's a long-term school closure, isn't it?
It really is. And for us, from what I have seen, it worked well to reinforce skills that were learned and to do some review work. But when you're introducing new skills and you're talking about new standards and new learning objectives, it's very difficult to do that through packets or through long distance learning.
Dr. Reeser's first interview is with Micah Fawns, a special ed teacher in Mount Sterling.
I guess my biggest fear is going to be that we're not able to learn in person. I feel like elementary kids, that's where they thrive.
Tanya May, EKU's Director of Research and Recruitment, has also been working the phones, interviewing school superintendents all around the region. We'll hear from them in near future editions of Eastern Standard. I caught up with Jonathan Webb as the App Harvest founder and CEO was heading into Governor Beshear's office in Frankfurt to detail a new agreement with universities and the government of the Netherlands to develop an agricultural technology industry in eastern Kentucky. The almost 3 million square foot App Harvest greenhouse near Moorhead is to open in the fall to begin shipping fresh produce all around the region. And Webb will tell us how this new plan expands on that concept. And sound familiar?
So many things happening at the same time, whether it's fear of further attacks, fear of what might happen with the economy, fear might what happened to local communities.
In troubling times like these, it can be useful to learn lessons lingering from previous American crises.
So I think those moments, whether it's 1942 or 1968 or the period after the Civil War, are periods that we really need to kind of focus on and think, what happened in those moments? Let's not sugarcoat it. Let's look at the evidence and think, you know, how does that apply to us today?
Tracy Campbell, the UK historian and author, is out with a new book, The Year in Peril, America in 1942. He discusses it with Tom Eblin, who's joining our interviewing team to bring you a series of conversations with Kentucky authors. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.